rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us on this dark Monday evening. I hope you set your clocks back. If you haven't, you're about an hour ahead of schedule. This is going to be a very exciting show tonight. We have two very special guests this evening. 7 o'clock, we'll go live to the Blue Cross Arena, where the Rochester Lancers are currently having an open training session. And we're going to speak with a truly inspirational young man, member of the Lancers, and a U.S. Futsal International, and two-time cancer survivor in his early 20s. Grady Renfro will join us. And then at 7:15, we'll hear from the newly hired CEO of the WPS, Jennifer O'Sullivan. She was in Western New York this weekend to meet with members of the Western New York Flash. We'll get all the latest WPS news from her, and we will hear about the questions that people are asking about the league and how many teams, etc. She addresses this in the interview, which we taped earlier this afternoon. And now here's our host, and I had to give him some stress pills after that match on Friday night at the On Center in Syracuse, the Lancers opening match against the Silver Knights, Joe Sirianni. Joe, you calm down now?
Well, I'm alive, let's put it this way. Not only was the stress of the game, you know, the excitement that the game generated, and plus going up and down those steps that we did, that we were in, way up front, and we had a heck of a nice view of all the play, but the altitude sort of got me. So yeah, luckily that we were together, so you could hang on to me.
Yeah,
as we were going up and down those steps.
Those were very steep steps. It makes you appreciate the beautiful press box at Salen Stadium. And by the way, if you didn't hear the news that just broke on Channel 10, the locker rooms at Salen Stadium will be completed before the 2012 opening kickoff of the Rhinos and or the Flash. So some big news there. $400,000 are going to go into that project, and that's going to really help everything, Joe, with the Flash and the Rhinos and the concert situation and high school sports, the Rattlers, and it's long overdue.
Well, you know, the money was there. It's about time that whoever was responsible for it has decided to release it. So I'm excited about the whole thing. It makes the stadium a luxury that we need.
Yeah, especially the players. I mean, I'm sure the Flash players would like to be able to dress in real locker rooms, as do the Rhinos. But where the Lancers, they already have their locker rooms at the Blue Cross Arena. But it was a tremendous match, Joe, on Saturday. And I haven't seen an indoor match in many years, probably going back to 95, I believe, when Doug Miller played for the Buffalo Blizzard was the last indoor match I saw. Very exciting match, and I would say that's something that really has been talked about. There's a little controversy at the end of that match, maybe a little homer job by the referees, because the Lancers trailed 16-15, and they were playing 6-on-5. They pulled the goalkeeper. Yes, they do pull the goalkeepers in indoor soccer and have a sixth attacker. Mauricio Salas had two excellent chances to win the game for the Lancers in the midst of last 15 seconds or so, he took a shot that looked like it was clearly handled in the penalty area and was not called. And then the final free kick of the match with 7 seconds left, the player was probably a foot in front of Salas when Salas took his shot. It was clearly encroachment, and it was no call there either. So I tell you, Joe, the 19th, when the Lancers and Syracuse play here in Rochester, it's going to be a war. There was some bad blood between those two franchises.
Well, you know, it was an exciting game. Let's put it this I mean, my impression of the game was, and if I had to score on a scale of 1 to 10, I would definitely give it a 10 to be exciting and be a good spectator sport. The reality of the thing, the way I saw the game in the beginning, in the first 15 minutes, because they play four 15-minute quarters, and, you know, I think that the Syracuse team was the better team. Okay, in the first
quarter, absolutely. Okay.
They score on the first shot, you know, that they took on goal, and it was just one of those things that the guy took a strong shot from the right-hand side and went in. I think that once the Lancer overcame the jitter of the, you know, of being on the field, the second quarter they were, if not equal, better.
Well, thanks to one Lubo Kozic.
Yes.
He literally took the game over himself in the second quarter, scoring a natural hat trick, and one of those being a three-point goal, the first three-point goal the Lancers, I think, have ever scored in the history of their franchise.
Well, the first score was scored, you know, the first Lancer goal was scored by Nelson Becerra.
Yes, it was. Okay. That's a historical.
So that's a historical thing.
We're going to hold on to that because there may be a special trivia coming maybe next week, because we have some information that we want to hold on to that we may use as a trivia. But anyway, just leave that as it may. Lubo really took the game over, and I think a lot of it also, and it was mentioned, we talked to Sam afterwards, the field that the Lancers played on. They had never played on that size of field or that type of turf before. They didn't chance to have to practice until today at the Blue Cross Arena. And this is the only time they're going to practice this week at the Blue Cross Arena. So it's a lot different than the field turf you have at Salem Stadium. And it's a much bigger surface. So it took them a while to get going. But second and third quarters, they were the better team. But Syracuse took the game over in the fourth quarter, held the Lancers scoreless. And that was the difference in the match.
Well, besides that, what I saw, it was a little bit of that, you know, the Lancers, they need to learn about, you know, the corner kicks, what they call them, corner kicks,
right,
in set plays. Now, Syracuse scored two goals in set plays, which, they, you know, a man was left unmarked on the right-hand side of the goal. You know, and that's, you know, that's something that they needed to overcome. I'm sure that Billy Andrecki, you know, they were filming the game, and I'm sure they're going to address those things. But I got to tell you, Andrew, that I'm anxious to see if we can replicate or outdo what the Syracuse Silver Knights did as far as the organization is concerned. You know, they had a Silver Knight over there. He was there on
the mascot,
okay, and he did a great job to enthuse the people. They threw shirts out, and then he did one of those things that just like they do in the old nights, and, at the round table, he went and kneeled on the center field. It's like saying a prayer. It was really exciting. And then when the team came up, the whole assembly there, the old people were cheering. When the Lancers came out, they were booing.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of booing.
You know,
booing.
They make for the excitement of the game. I mean, I just, you know, that's part of. I was impressed. So that's
certainly that's was, and I think that Lancer Louie, the mascot of the Lancers, the dragon, is back, and the dragon's going to, I believe, throw some fire at the night when he comes on the 19th. Yeah. But before that, this Saturday is the home opener, the first Lancer match in Rochester since 1980. I have that program. Maybe I'll share it with some people up in the box. Take a picture of the last Lancer game from 1980 against the Atlanta Chiefs from the NASL, and the first home match of the Lancers against the 2-0 Missouri Comets, a very experienced team, and the Lancers are definitely going to have, it's going to be a tough match for them. There's excellent players on there. The league MVP, Byron Alvarez, former Rhino Neto, who's a star in indoor soccer, and It's going to be a great atmosphere. At 11 o'clock, the doors will open at the BCA. I'm just reading the press release by Eric Trendle, our good friend who's back in action with the Lancers now. Of course, he's worked with the Rhinos for many years and helped out with the Flash as well. There's going to be pregame entertainment by Next Generation and the Atrium at 11:30. And I'm just reading this here. My next-door neighbor, Dan Knuckles Sullivan, one of the best piano players in all of Rochester, he will be in the Zweigel's Kids Zone starting at 11:30. I wonder what outfit Dan is going to wear. He's got more outfits than Soccer Sam does. So, of course, you can get your tickets. It's $10 for adults, and children age under 12 are free with a paying adult up to 3 kids. You can get your tickets at the Blue Cross Arena box office, Ticketmaster, House of Guitars, Auditorium Theater, Walmart stores, and Wegman. So lots of places to get your Lancer tickets. The game starts at 1 p.m. You don't want to miss this. Joe and I will be there.
We'll be there at 11 o'clock.
Probably, yeah. 11, yeah, we'll be there. Get early. We want to get good seats in the press box. And then don't forget, the second home game will be the 19th, 7 p.m. against the Silver Knights of Syracuse. We will have the Lancer Wall of Fame ceremony. We're going to have, I believe, almost every member of the initial class will be there. A couple people can't make it because of other commitments, but we're hoping to have a huge crowd for that game to honor the original Lancers like Joe Sirianni, and I'm honored to be the MC for that event. So
not only I'm just a little one, but we got the big guns. We got Charlie Shano. We got Led Pettinoff. We got Nura Sabunco. Then we got Carlos Metelieri. We got Dragon Puff is coming back. Blanco Segura is coming back. Metelieri is coming back.
And maybe even the one guy
that was the
has not been here for years. Claude Campos. We're going to find out when the last time he was in Rochester, but you know, that's what a player he was, I tell you. Dick can tell you some stories, I'm sure, about Claude Campos.
I remember as a trainer when he was kicked in the chin, and all the facial bones were cracked, and
and Billy Andracki should get together and share facial horror stories.
I know.
But Billy hit the post, of course, in the 96 A-League championship game, but Claude was kicked in the face.
Right.
Who kicked him in the face? Do you remember?
I don't remember that guy's name, but we almost ended up in a riot because of that. You know, those were the days.
Oh, yeah, those were the days, all right.
Where men were men and boys were boys.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our first break on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Speaking of the Lancers, we'll bring in former Lancer great, remember the 1970 NASL championship team, Mr. Zero Dick Howard with the International Report next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Before we get to Dick Howard, just make one quick note on the Lancers commercial. The Lancers have extended their season ticket offer, $130 for the season and $500 golden ticket, till November 19th. So you have till November 19th to get your special season ticket rate for the Rochester Lancers. Now, our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsford. Get you all your Lancers gear, your Christmas shopping done at Top Notch Monogramming. Talk to Tony. He'll take care of you very, very well. 248-2650, Shone Place, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Not too bad, guys. That's a great deal for the Lancers, isn't it? It's a pity I didn't live closer to Rochester, because I'd certainly take advantage of that.
Well, you'll be able to see him on the 19th, Dick. We're really looking forward to
That's
having you
right.
come down.
It's going to be a great evening.
And accept the honor for Mike Stojanovic to be in
that
the
Hall of Fame. That would be great. Yeah, a great honor for me to accept on such a quality player as Mike Stojanovic Stoli, who was really a quality individual, and I enjoyed our time together, and we had some great discussions over the years, so it will be a special evening, that's for sure.
Well, we're just talking also beforehand, the return to Rochester of one Claude Campos. He looks like he's going to be coming to the event. I don't know when the last time you saw Claude was, but it must have been many, many years ago.
It's great. It'll be great to see Claude again, because he had an outstanding career, you know, with the Rochester Lancers, and really between the posts with his bravery and his agility, he was the man on more than one occasion, and it'll be great to see him returning. I believe he's coming in from Brazil, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. We're working on it. We're working on to bringing him back. So I just, right now it's in the planning stage, and we're almost there. So we just got to see what happens. But in any event, Dick, it's going to be great to see you and over here, and we can spend some time, we can consume a little food together, and maybe a few drinks here and there. With you know, with
a
all
few, just a few
with all our yesterday
the guys that with all the guys that you know we spend so much time with. Yeah, it's going
to
be.
But it's great that Sam and all the you know the new Rochester Lancers 2011 have decided to do this, because it's not always the case, you know, where you recognize teams in the past. Because I know here in Toronto we had the Metros, we had Metros Croatia, we had the Toronto Blizzard, but there's been very little recognition of that team or those teams playing in the North American Soccer League by Toronto FC, unfortunately.
It's too bad, because they, of course, Toronto won the NASL championship in 1976 when the great Eusebio played for the Metros.
That's right, and actually Toronto Croatia won the Canadian Soccer League championship the other weekend. They played against a team from Ottawa and won yet another championship. So they're still the name and the pride of, you know, Toronto Croatia came through yet again.
Is Toronto Italia still in existence?
Toronto Italia, no. They have various other teams, but there's no sort of Toronto Italia as such. They do have a very good junior program, but they don't have a team as such in the Canadian Soccer League.
Unfortunate.
Well, it's too bad. But let's talk about MLS, Dick. I mean, we had the semifinals yesterday, two very exciting matches. I think a bit of a surprise in the first match with the Houston Dynamo winning in Kansas City. Over 20,000 people at Live Strong Sporting Park to see the Sporting Kansas City go down to the Dynamo 2-0. And Carlos Costly, I know, player you're very familiar with, the Honduran international, getting the second goal. And then, of course, no surprise, LA winning 3-1 against Salt Lake. But David Beckham to Mike McGee, what a combination they are turning out to be late in the season.
What a game. You know, I've seen David Beckham play a few games in Major League Soccer, but I thought that was one of his best. I thought he was outstanding. His passing, his vision, his work rate, and the quality of the balls he was playing into the box was, as you mentioned, the McGee connection. I thought he was quite outstanding. You know, it was a really good game. I thought I especially enjoyed the second half, and it was wide open, and it could have been even more goals. But certainly it's going to be for a very good final. Two fine coaches, Dominic Kinnear and Bruce Arena, and a team that wasn't expected to get there, the Houston Dynamo. So it's going to make for a really good game. And of course the betting will go on to a team that's playing in their own home field. I don't think they've lost a game all season, have they?
They have not lost a game all season at the Home Depot Center, and very, very, and this includes the Champions League too. So, very difficult team to beat. And but, Joe, you have a thought on this?
Nick, I got a different thought about David Beckham, of course, and I like Dick to comment on two things that I'm going to post to him. First of all, is Beckham going to stay or is he going to leave? Because all the things that I have read so far. There is the doubt, you know, that he's going to stay because he's got a lot of offers to go and play in Europe. And the other one is something very familiar for it that we experienced in the North American Soccer League. It was the influx of foreign players to the American scene. And Bruce Arena lately made a comment that he said in Los Angeles they have a lot of American players playing there, but the rest of the league in MLS has too many foreign in there. So what is your opinion about that?
Well, you know, in answer to your first question, Joe, with regard to David Beckham, he would very much like to captain a Great Britain team in the London Olympics. That he has stated more than on one occasion. In respect of him playing in Europe, he's played, you know, and done exceptionally well with Milan. I would not be surprised if he didn't end up with Paris Saint-Germain in France. They're having an outstanding season. Leonardo is the director of soccer there, director of football, and he is a big admirer of David Beckham. They knew each other, of course, from the time with AC Milan. So it would not surprise me if David Beckham did not sort of go on loan with regards to playing in Europe, and my money would be on a Paris Saint-Germain. I think it would be better for him than going back to Italy or maybe Spain or back to the Premiership. And the ultimate goal is to play in the Olympics in London. But with regard to him returning to the LA Galaxy, I think it's up in the air at the moment. I would think that long term he would love to stay on in California because of the lifestyle, and I think his family enjoys it, but there's a lot of things that enter into it, of course, and one of them is tied in very much with sponsorship. So that gets to your second question, Joe, about the money and the fact that there are fewer American players maybe than some people feel are playing in the league, and that can also apply to Canadian players. I think that you really have to look at promoting and producing homegrown talent. And one thing that I've really been pleased to see with regards to MLS clubs is this emphasis now and hopefully in the years ahead on the academy programs. And I think I've mentioned before, Toronto FC are putting in a $20 million facility in the old Downsview Air Force Base, which will be their academy to produce young players that hopefully then will play for Toronto FC and ultimately Canada. So that could change things, but I'd much rather see, as you say, quality foreign players coming in and developing homegrown talent.
Well, Dick, before we let you go, we got to get to commentary on the very important matches coming up on Friday, the first leg of the playoffs for the final four spots in Euro 2012. We've got Edin Dzeko and Bosnia-Herzegovina against Portugal, and Turkey hosts Croatia, the Czech Republic against Montenegro, and Estonia against Ireland.
Czech Republic of Ireland, Portugal, and it's a toss-up between Turkey and Croatia. That's my money.
And I guess one big question mark that came out of this weekend, Petr Cech, who has had unbelievable bad luck as a goalie with regards to injury. You know, he wears the helmet because of the concussion he suffered a couple years back. And now against Blackburn, he suffered a broken nose. And there's a question whether he's going to be able to play for the Czech Republic against Montenegro, which would be a huge loss for them if Czech can't play.
Yeah, it looks as though he's been in a UFC bout, doesn't it, at times? And
Montenegro,
certainly you look at their performance coming back from two goals down to tying England 2-2, so that they're not going to be easy, but it certainly will be very important, and if at all possible, he'll play. But he'll look, I don't know what he'll look like, if he's got something protecting his nose, he's got his head protection, it'll be quite interesting to see what happens, but definitely a player that would love to play in that game, and I think he could well do that, but...
Here's his quote.
There's going to be some good games.
Here's his quote from Sky Sports. It says, "We'll see how it turns out. If I was to start, it would only be while wearing a mask. I already wear headgear, and I think I would look like Batman."
He certainly had bad luck, Petr Cech, but what an outstanding goalkeeper, and a great result for Chelsea at the weekend.
And actually, the jersey he's wearing, that's a neon green jersey that I wear once in a while. I wear it to all the festivals so my wife can find me very easily.
Oh, I see.
Well, Dick, thanks for joining us, as always. We'll talk to you again next week. We look forward to seeing you up here on the 19th.
Great, guys. Good chatting to you again. Bye for now.
Thanks, Dick.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go live to the Blue Cross Arena and visit with Lancers defender and U.S. Futsal International Grady Renfro here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL, 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget, coming up at 7:15, it's the CEO of Women's Professional Soccer, Jennifer O'Sullivan, joining us. And if you want to follow the Lancers home matches and maybe even selected road matches, you can follow our Twitter page at twitter.com/radiosoccer. We'll have the best we can do with play-by-play. It's a little too fast to do everything, but at least we get the goals in. And,
exactly,
of course,
yep.
On Facebook, we have a preview and a post-match review of each match, and that is facebook.com/radiosoccer. Still waiting on Grady Renfro. He is, again, they're just ending practice right now at the Blue Cross Arena, Joe, so give him a couple minutes.
Well, and don't forget, if you listen to our show and you have trouble hearing us, go to FM 92.1 because that comes clear. You know, The night situation is not conducive to the AM station. So 92.1, it's the same feed that we're on right now. So,
and, of course, you can also go to soccerisakickinthegrass.com for the live feed on the web if you're at home. And if you're on the road and you have lots of mobile minutes or bandwidth, you can go to WYSL1040.com on your mobile phone. There's an app, and actually not an app. You go right to the website, and you can click on the play live, whatever, the listen live, and you'll hear us. So a lot of different ways to hear Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
While we were, Andrew, you and I were just talking about the North American Soccer League, which I have some sort of a...
This is the new North American Soccer League, the Minnesota Rebel League.
The Minnesota team...
The Stars. The
Stars is the winner of the championship, so congratulations to them.
And also Anthony Hamilton, member of the Minnesota Stars. So congratations
we
to...
We have a connection to that.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, we always talk about coaches and teams that are doing bad, and the coaches are always the ones that suffer the consequences. And, just in Italy this time, Fiorentina, Coach Sinisa Mihalovic, which is a great coach.
Very, very familiar player.
Played
a long time.
And guess who they hire? Delio Rossi, which was the coach of Lazio and Palermo, and he got fired for those two teams. So, how do you figure that? Coaches go from one team to another team, and that's the way it goes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Mihailovic played many years for Roma, correct?
Exactly.
I knew correct. I remembered that name. Very, very, very extensive international career, and we'll see how he does with Roma. Of course, Juventus, not in first place in Serie A, and there's a good reason for that. They didn't play. They got snowed out.
They had a flood.
A flood? Wow.
And the field where I'm unplayable.
A waterlogged pitch is what they say in England.
Exactly.
So Napoli and Juve's match was postponed.
And Genoa and Inter as well. So they're going to be played Napoli Juve is going to be playing November 29th, and Genoa Inter is going to be on December 13th.
I get to watch Juve on my birthday. How about that? If it's going to be on TV.
So the Italian league right now, Udinese is in first place with Lazio. They tie for first place, and Milan falls with 20 points. Juve with 19, Palermo with 18, Napoli with 14. Let's see, Napoli, Roma, and
where's
Catania,
Inter?
14. Inter, it's on fourth, is 1, 2, 3, fourth from the bottom with 8 points.
Yeah, well, Dick's sweating it out too. Everton is fourth from the bottom as well in the Premiership, and they've never been relegated in over 100 years. So
the reality, the thing that the Italian league right now is so tight, you cannot believe. I mean, you can go from first to last without losing a couple games, and that's the way it works.
Absolutely. Well, again, we're still waiting on Grady Renfro from the Rochester Lancers. They're just finishing up their practice at the Blue Cross Arena. And while we're waiting for Grady, we have Awesome Al on the phone. He wants to make a comment. Al, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing very well. What did you think of the Lancer? You were there at the practice, the last match before the official opener over at the TSE. So what did you think of the team?
Oh, I thought it's incredible. I am so looking forward, and I'm psyched about this our home opener coming up here Saturday. I'm very much looking forward to it.
It's going to be very exciting. So what else is going on?
Sound like Syracuse was pretty good too.
Yeah, they have some excellent players. There's another member, his name escapes me, but I was looking at the U.S. futsal team roster because Grady Renfro is on the U.S. futsal team. There's a member of Syracuse Silver Knights also on the U.S. national futsal team, along with Diego Serna, a very familiar name to MLS fans, one of the top players from MLS back in about a decade ago.
Yeah,
he's still going strong.
Savisa
Uwe Parapovich played for the Red Bulls at one time, so it's a quality team.
I think the indoor game is going to be very beneficial for a lot of the outdoor players because it helps them hone skills that you normally wouldn't hone outside, and the passing perspective and all that kind of thing,
Absolutely. I think one of the things that Joe and I were noticing, it's going to take some time, I think, for the Lancer players to get used to the boards because a lot of times the passes and shots will come off the boards and the keeper, Leo, or the defenders were not ready for him. An experienced team, I think that the Baltimore Blast is going to could have a field day with those rebounds because they're used to those boards and the Lancer players are still feeling that out a bit.
A little adjustment period there. If I could, I just want to make one quick comment about the MLS. Those are some great playoff games this weekend, and I couldn't help but to think back. When did MLS start? What was its inaugural year? 1996, right? And I recall, if my memory serves me correctly, those first few formative years and how everybody was talking about MLS and soccer in America and how it's going to flounder and it's not going to go anywhere and all that doomsayers and stuff like that. Even some local sports writers, which I won't mention their names, Bob Matthews.
Never heard of them.
But the point being is, and I look at it today, MLS today, it is incredible where they're at. The stadiums, they have their own stadiums. They're playing to sold-out crowds, 20,000 and more. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, absolutely.
It really, and the quality, of course, league-wise, still needs improvement. It's not up to par to the European standard yet. But when you looked at the playoff games this weekend, definitely the best teams of the league were in the playoffs. They're going to the championship. And it was really great play.
It was. And I think that the MLS is not at the level of the top flight European leagues, but I think they are right behind. I think they're level with maybe the Dutch league or maybe even the Ligue 1, the French league. There's some really good teams in MLS, and I would put the Galaxy against any team out there in a one-game situation, and we may see that down the road. But
MLS was to where it is today. They have done. I got to give them. They have come a long way, and the future really looks bright. I can only see it, but improving in the future. And wait, another 10 years from now, it's going to be up there. You know, and look at that play.
If you look at the for the new franchise, you're talking about. It went from 20 million right now to $60 million. So the value is there.
Right.
And next year, Montreal joins the league. And, of course, there's rumors flying that we may see Didier Drogba or Nicolas Anelka in MLS next year. And Montreal would be a great spot for either one of those players having that French background. So it's going to be interesting
really
to see what Joey Saputo does.
Yeah. And the one golden play that I loved yesterday, Robbie Keane. He scored that third goal.
What a goal. I prefer the second goal myself, the David Beckham cross right onto the head of McGee. That was picture perfect.
Good, too. Yeah, you're right. All right, guys. Thanks. Great show.
Thanks, Al.
Bye.
Al always has a lot to say and a lot of great comments.
He's a soccer enthusiast. He's got a lot of good ideas, a lot of crazy ideas, but that's why they call him Awesome Isle.
That's sir. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have Grady Renfro on tonight because we do have Jennifer O'Sullivan coming up in our next segment. We'll try to get Grady on next Monday night here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and hopefully we're looking to possibly also have Christine Sinclair from the Western New York Flash, the captain of the Canadian national team who won the Pan American Games just recently, and of course they're going to be playing against the U.S. and Mexico in the qualifiers for the Olympic Games starting up in January in her hometown of Vancouver, British Columbia. So when we come back here on South Grizzly Kick in the Grass, Joe's going to be leaving us now, going off to meet and get prepared for the Lancers reunion or Lancer Wall of Fame ceremony. We'll have Jennifer O'Sullivan from the WPS, the CEO of the league, next year on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Farrick, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying 2 club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase 4 season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salins Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here flying solo for the final segment of our show. We're very happy to have with us right now the brand new CEO of WPS, Jennifer O'Sullivan. And Jennifer's appearance is brought to you by the Soccer Shack, where you can get all of your U.S. Women's National Team and WPS gear. 244-1460 is the number at 2298 Monroe Avenue. Jennifer, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure having you here in upstate New York. How was the trip up from the Big Apple?
Trip up from the Big Apple was great. We've had super weather. I didn't expect to attend a Bills game in November and not need a jacket, but it was pleasant and very different from my last Bills game that I attended a few years ago. It was a Dolphins game in the middle of December, and it was a lot colder out. So yesterday was quite a pleasure.
It certainly was. It reminded me of soccer weather,
yeah,
of American football weather. Now, you're here in upstate New York. You had a press conference today with the Western New York Flash. Can you give us a little highlights of what was talked about today?
Yeah, you know, this has been round step number 2 on my tour of the markets since I've taken the position of CEO in the last 2 months. One of the really important things for me has been to visit each of the teams and just get to know the individual owners a little bit better and get to know their team staff and visit the facilities and just kind of get more familiar with each market and what's important in each market, what's working, what's not, and really just to get to know our staff a little bit better. So the Salins have been wonderful, wonderful hosts this weekend, and today I had an opportunity to visit Salem Sports Park and get to know some of the Flash staff a little bit better. And at our press conference, we, you know, talked a little bit about the success that the Flash had this past season in their first WPS season. They had a tremendous win in the championship game against Philadelphia back in August, and I was absolutely happy to be present at that game. It was a fantastic game and just a great showcase of the talent that we have in the league. And to go down into penalty kicks was just, you couldn't ask for a more competitive game and a more competitive finish to a game. So we were, you know, just kind of talking about that successful season that the Flash had and that WPS had coming off of the World Cup year, and talking about our plans as a league to kind of build upon that as we go into an Olympic year next year. And, you know, we've got a lot of exciting things happening in the league right now as we go into the off season and plan for next year. So, you know, we had a lot of good conversation today about what's coming up in the future for us.
Well, we're certainly keeping track here in Rochester. We have, of course, a vested interest not only with the Western New York Flash, who it was a pleasure and a privilege to cover this team. The young ladies who are playing on the field and representing this area did us all proud. And again, the Salins are tremendous hosts. And of course, we also watch Miss Wambach very closely here in Rochester, as I'm sure you know. But the WPS was a tremendous season. I know that you coming in as the new CEO, coming over from the Arena Football League, much different atmosphere than the WPS, more like the MISL, which we're starting to cover now with the new Rochester Lancers. But what are some of the things that you have had to do to transition from Arena Football to WPS?
Well, you know, there's a lot of similarities in the two leagues, but there's also a lot of differences, as you mentioned. And you know, the Arena Football League was a much more established league. Been around for over 20 years, so it was more established in terms of the game and its markets and its fan base. And so I think for us, you know, we're even much smaller than the AFL, and we're still very much in our infancy and still really trying to establish ourselves and establish that fan base. And you know, this has been just a tremendous year for us in terms of garnering some more brand awareness as we come off the World Cup. And you know, the Abby Wambachs are now household names, and those casual sports fans and casual soccer fans now know who they are, and they're a big draw for us. So, you know, coming into a league that is still in its infancy and still really trying to figure out a business model and a financial model that works in all of the markets and still trying to build on its fan base has been, you know, has been something that I've had to kind of ramp up on. And I also am not a soccer person per se. I never grew up playing soccer, although I am a fan of the sport. So it's been, you know, different for me to come into a sport that I don't have as much background in, and yet I have such tremendous, you know, admiration and respect for these players. I think they're amazing athletes and so talented, and we've got such great women as role models in this league, and so I'm very proud to be associated with it. And you know, I remember as a young kid, my family being big Cosmos fans, and you know, getting together on weekends to go see the games, and just being too young, in my parents' opinion, to attend some of those games, and always waiting for my chance. And you know, unfortunately, the Cosmos weren't around long enough to give me that opportunity to go. So it's just an honor for me to finally be a part of promoting the growth of this, you know, amazing sport, and particularly for women.
We're with Jennifer O'Sullivan, the new CEO of WPS, and your parents may have seen the Rochester, the old Rochester Lancers at Giant Stadium. We played the Cosmos every year. So the host of the show, Joe Sirianni, was the trainer for the Lancers. So obviously we go way back here in Rochester to the mid '60s when the Lancers started. So this market is really, it's a soccer market. It's a lot of tradition here, and the women have just added on to that. The fans here, obviously, they're asking a lot of questions with all the news that's happened over the past week or so. But let me ask it this way. Next year, there's questions, obviously. Number of teams that are going to be in WPS. What's going to happen with the schedule with this being an Olympic year? And similarly to what happened with the World Cup, where is there going to be a break or not? And then the status of the national team players, which I know a number of coaches have come out, and maybe not a number, but at least one in Philadelphia has come out and said that they're going to limit the number of national team players because of the Olympic Games. So what's insights can you give us in that regard?
Well, I think, first of all, I think our national team players are extremely important to us. They are great ambassadors of the sport for us, and they are a huge draw in terms of name recognition now for us, and just to have that talent pool in the league is extremely important to us. So we are looking forward to having our national team players play in the league next year. The Olympic year does pose a bit of a hurdle for us, like the World Cup did, but we have every intention of taking a similar break for the Olympics that we did for World Cup. And you know, you've alluded to some issues that we've had in the last week or so. And although I can't say, you know, too much about the situation regarding Magic Jack, we did have an unfortunate decision where we had to our board of governors voted to terminate that franchise. But we do have our other five remaining teams are strong and committed to next season. We're going into it with those five. We do have a couple of other teams that we've been, potential expansion teams that we've been talking to. There's an off chance that at least one may join the league for 2012, but the bulk of our conversations are focusing on bringing expansion teams in for 2013. So, you know, we have a lot of great positive things in the works for the future for us. So, you know, as I said, the five teams that we have currently on the league are excited about 2012, looking forward to it. Everyone is just excited with free agency just around the corner. We've got a tremendous pool of talent to choose from. And as I said earlier, you know, the national team players are extremely important to us. And I know that a lot of the teams are just, you know, looking at it saying, wow, I think every team will have an opportunity to be extremely competitive this year with that amount of talent that we have out there.
Certainly going to be very competitive. And you mentioned about the number of teams. Now, there's been talk about Boston and the issues with potential investors. Is the Boston franchise, the Breakers, set for 2012 at this point?
Yeah, Boston's been doing, you know, Boston has really been working very hard to finalize their investor group, and it's certainly something that's very commonplace in sports, and they've been a tremendous market for us and a great franchise, and they in the last few weeks have been doing some great things in terms of their ticket sales and partnering with their youth clubs and affiliations. And so we're happy with the way things have been progressing in Boston, and so we're really looking forward to it to 2012 and them continuing along with the other four teams.
Do you anticipate the duration of the schedule to be similar to last year as this coming 2012, starting in April and then ending around the end of August, or maybe things might shift a little bit because the Olympics don't start until later in July as opposed to the World Cup, which is earlier in July?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things where we're trying to work out all of those variables right now and find out what works best. You know, our plan is to announce that schedule again in February like we always do, but we are really kind of playing around with those variables right now and trying to figure out. We know we'll take that break at some point for the Olympics, and so we're just trying to figure out right now what works best for everybody who's involved in terms of starting the season and when we'll finish up.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us on the show tonight. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future. Come on, come to Rochester when you get a moment. Come and see the Rochester Lancers play, or maybe come down in the spring before the season starts for the WPS.
I'd love to. Thank you for having me, and I'd certainly look forward to being back again in the future.
Thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jennifer Sullivan here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the CEO of WPS. That's going to do it for our show tonight. We want to thank Jennifer, also Christu Fukumoto from WPS, and A.J. Cesare from the Western New York Flash, who helped us out with that interview. Also want to thank Dick Howard, of course, for, as always, for being on the show. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls as well. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 again for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.